The First District Court of Appeals granted a stay on a lower court's decision to remove Torrens based on a lawsuit brought against him by his opponent.
The court will be ordering, you know, the parties to file appropriate legal briefs. And, you know, as things stand now, we are back on the ballot and should be for election day tomorrow.
Democratic Representative Sean Shaw filed the suit against Torrens in July, alleging Torrens didn't properly qualify as a candidate. Shaw alleged in order to pay the qualifying fee, Torrens disclosed a campaign contribution as a loan, only later correcting its designation as a contribution check. The check exceeded the contribution limit candidates can accept from individuals. Torrens held a press conference in Tampa this afternoon to announce the apparent court victory. He will hold his campaign watch party Tuesday in Tampa's Ybor City. The First DCA has not set a date for arguments in the case, but says it will be given an expedited review. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.